The doctor is in, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Merman, Life Medical. How are you, sir?
Hey, great. How are you doing, Tom?
Marvelously well. It's going to be a beautiful day today. I was hoping to play a little golf over the weekend, but it was way too cold. So, you know, I'm just waiting it out.
We should all go out for a walk today.
Oh, God, yeah.
Being active, it's very good for preventing disease like COVID. Stimulate your immune system. Anyway, the medicine sure changed a lot since this thing. You come to our clinic, the waiting room is empty, but we are all very, very busy. Mostly
really?
On telemedicine.
Well, that would make sense. Yeah. See, that's a wonderful thing. One thing I must say, when you think of it, instead of this COVID coming around, 50, 75 years ago, which, obviously it did 100 years ago, but having the ability to do telemedicine now has got to be huge, I would think.
It's absolutely amazing, and I actually think, there's a silver lining here. I think we'll continue doing a lot more with telemedicine after this thing blows over.
Good.
It's so very convenient, people don't need to leave home, and the doctor's right there, and it's just it's much more efficient, I have to say. Since they allowed us to do cannabis certifications on that, we're basically, it's very good. And people are very happy.
See, that's a wonderful thing. I'm really glad you called in about this because you don't hear a lot of good things coming of this, but telemedicine might be the greatest thing that comes of this as far as positivity is concerned.
I think so. That's what it looks like. It's more efficient, less use of resources. People can go from work, which it often happens, over lunch or something. I had a great story. The other day, one of our newer employees, she has a 5-year-old girl with autism, and she saw me doing a lot of cannabis certifications, and she's like, "Well, maybe we should try it." And I go, "Well, let's try it." And so we did. And so the girl was not sleeping for all of her life, terrorizing the family, very destructive, tearing everything up. Like if she sees a piece of paper, she would tear it up, really uncontrollable. Now, the mom is almost with tears in her eyes. She is now sleeping through the night. She is no longer destructive. She's nice. She's very, she's talking a lot more. She's not tearing things up, like I said. And now she's kind of dressing herself. Like there's a lot of progress. And whoever said that cannabis is, fry your brain. This is just the opposite of what's happening here. It's just totally amazing. Yep. We feel, the usual cases are people with pain and, lately, a lot of elective procedures need to be postponed, shots in the back or surgeries or whatever, and people are coming for cannabis. And, some people let their certifications lapse, and now because they can't have the procedure, now they're coming for cannabis and they're feeling better, a lot better. And I suspect a lot of them will not have the procedure because, cannabis helps with the pain. And it's very safe. It's much safer than most pain pills, including those over the counter. We had this lady with rheumatoid arthritis recently in follow-up. She was on immunosuppressants and a lot of ibuprofen, and now she's off of ibuprofen. Her immunosuppressants, doses are coming down. The pains are very much in control, and the inflammation is much less. So it's all around very good. PTSD, as usual, a lot of people with PTSD doing a lot better, sleeping way better, all of them, essentially. The anxiety goes down. I wish it was allowed for just anxiety, but not at this point. But if you are, if somebody is doubtful whether their anxiety is just plain anxiety or PTSD, or they've had some stressful happen to them, or let's say they're really worried about COVID and they just can't sleep because they're thinking of COVID. Well, that could be an acute PTSD. And actually, we do have psychologists and staff, and they also work on Zoom. They see a lot of people. That's actually also around the country. That's a lot more psychologists are seeing a lot more people on Zoom, especially now because of this nervousness in the population.
Yeah, and, no question. You know,
And they can say if, like, a psychologist can check, and if you have PTSD, you can have cannabis, and that's usually better than other tranquilizers. That's a good thing. One thing I wanted to bring up that was very interesting. I help people quit smoking, and of course now it's very important to not smoke because if you smoke, you have higher risk with this disease. My first thing. In the first step in quitting smoking, there's this book out there, and all you need to do is just read it. That's all. It just takes you a couple hours. And I've seen quite a few cases just quit smoking from reading the book. And one guy just wrote to me the other day an email, said, well, Doc, you know, you told me to read it, and I decided to do it. Now this is like a year after I suggested it. But now I'm not smoking. This is amazing. It actually works. And let me give you the name of the book, you know, so the listeners can possibly do this. It's by Alan Carr, Carr, The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. This thing is amazing. I've had cases where people start reading it, and then like a couple of guys, and they quit. Why'd you quit? Well, I was afraid I was going to stop smoking. Well, duh. You know? So many people actually quit. This thing costs like $10, or you could buy it used for $2 on Amazon. And that's the cheapest way of quitting smoking. And of course, there's pills as well, and you know we can use that. So we are at lifemedical.us. All that information is there. Our phone number, lifemedical.us. If anybody wants to talk to us, anybody has any questions for me?
Tony, Candace.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
You're good to go.
Free girl.
I literally. When I'm just walking around, people come up to me and ask me about this, Dr. Merman, and how this. No, again, I used to take Wellbutrin, I used to take Xanax, I used to take all this different stuff to try to sleep. I still didn't sleep all that well. You know, there's a period in my life going back 10, 12 years, whatever, when I was taking that stuff and drinking alcohol, which is not really too healthy for you. So at this point now, I don't drink alcohol. I don't take any pharmaceuticals at all. I do THC, and that is it. It works like a charm. That's why I love talking to Dr. Merman about this. And as you know, Dr. Merman, after meeting me in person several times, I'm very even keel anyway, don't you think?
Yeah, right.
He goes, yeah, right.
Is this a rest of your life routine, or is just
yep.
this something you'll be handling for a short period of time?
And then what?
Tom, with your THC treatment.
Oh, yeah, I will do
that. Yeah, yep. You know.
Is that from yep. now on?
There's Indeed. Other things we can do, but you got to want to do it. But THC or cannabis in general is a great drug. Or symptom relief. It's wonderful. It's not a cure, unfortunately. But there's other things we can do to make things more, improve permanently, but that takes a lot more work. The cannabis is great.
It is indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, just reach out to Life Medical, Dr. Merman. Always a pleasure, sir. I will. I got to stop by and see you one of these days, too, just to say hello.
Hey, right. Come on over. But wear a mask, though. We ask everybody to wear a mask.
You always asked me to wear a mask even before COVID-19 had nothing to do with the disease.
No, before that, I just wouldn't shake your hand.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's true. No handshaking. Get the hell away from me.
Dr. Merman. I've been out there for 10 years. Don't shake hands.
No, you're right. And I don't think people. Do you think people ever will again? Do you think people will shake hands, Dr. Merman? Probably not.
I hope not. Why would you do this? It's such an archaic custom.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I am very weird. You know, one of my patients actually left me because I wouldn't shake hands. She was so pissed.
She left because you wouldn't shake her hand?
And then she's like, what is this? Why do you have this poster here? This is impolite. And I'm like, well, I think this is the right thing. You know, you shake hands, you spread disease.
Yeah, now, COVID, that's exactly.
I write her an email. So do you still think, that's a bad thing?
Oh, I like it. Works for me. Dr. Merman, thanks for your time this morning. So have a great day.
All the best, everybody. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Dr. Merman, Life Medical, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Tony, to answer your question, I will be on THC for the rest of my life because I say I don't get high from it, but I do sleep very, very well. And you could get high. If I wanted to do enough, I could sit around the house and get high on it, I imagine. But I just want to sleep. And I have been sleeping now for a couple of years it's been. So, yes, I will do it forever. Or until they round me up and put me in the jug.
Do you find that it affects your dreams?
No question about it. I have had nightmares since I was a little boy, and I still I don't have them anywhere near as often as I used to. I just am one of those kind of people. One of the problems I have with sleeping, and I'd love to hear from other people on the 651-989 Rock Talk and Text line, is being isolated in sleep like that. My brain starts kicking out all this stuff. It's like, well, you know, the economy's going to crash after this and people are going to get sick and hopefully no one you know is going to. That's the kind of stuff I think about while I'm sleeping, which really sucks.
Yeah, I'll be up an entire night very often just because I can't stop the carnival going on in my head.
And that's exactly what it is, too. And maybe part of that's being in radio because the theater of the mind thing, I guess. Maybe that is true, that your brain's so used to thinking about what you're about to say that your brain just won't stop doing that. Maybe, but I don't like it, man. Some nights I wake up and I go, oh, God. Because it's probably true the economy probably is going to crash, don't you think?
Oh, no question.
That's going to be fun. That'll be a lot of a joy to get through, won't it? That'll be fantastic.